Well, it's a loaded question because many Christians actually believe, and I've heard this, you know, that to be a good Christian and, well, a pastor especially, you can't get angry, ever. Well, what does the Bible say about anger? A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control, Proverbs 29:11. So you see, getting angry is a temptation. It's what we do after that can lead to sin or not. You know, God doesn't want us to vent our anger. You know, we need to see what's worth getting mad about in the first place. And second, what God wants us to do with those feelings. So there are things that can irritate us and they'll never stop. So we need to learn how to handle them. I mean, like, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes, Psalm 37:7. Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord and he will deliver you, Proverbs 20, verse 22. So basically, don't sweat the small things. You know, what are the small and large things? Well, large things, birth, death. There you go. The rest is all small stuff. So, you know, basically is what, don't sweat it, is what I was once told at a seminar a long time ago. Mm. So in the end, if you're going to get angry, be sure it's actually worth it. I mean, like when Jesus cleared the temple because the buyers and sellers had desecrated the temple and preventing people from actually worshiping God because of what they were doing, that was worth getting angry about. You know, scripture actually says the zeal, you know, consumed him. You know, that's what it was. And so getting angry over, I don't know, spilled milk, unfinished homework, or someone cuts you off in traffic, that's small stuff. I mean, like, you know, you can get caught off guard by angry irritations, but it's what we do with that anger that matters. So, you know, don't let our anger grow until we sin.
Yeah.
You know, just shrug it off. You know, in anger, do not sin. That's what the Bible says.
You know what I'd say too, practically? I think that's also a learned habit too.
It
just
really
making
is.
The choice, and over time, you learn to respond a lot easier. But there, you know, there are those things though that just set you off. You know, and I think the enemy knows too.
Oh yeah.
But over time, you keep building that up, and it shouldn't be an issue.
So if we know we have buttons that trigger us, let's work on those buttons.
You trigger me.
Oh boy.
Just trigger.